أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يأتكم نبأ الذين من قبلكم قوم نوح وعاد وثمود والذين من بعدهم لا يعلمهم إلا الله جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فردوا أيديهم في أفواههم وقالوا إنا كفرنا بما أرسلتم به وإنا لفي شك مما تدعوننا إليه مريب صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 9 of Surah Ibrahim. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after speaking about Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's advices, conversation with his people, Allah Ta'ala says, Alam ya'tikum naba'u alladhina min qablikum, has the information of those communities before you not reached you? Who are these people? One, Allah says, Qawmi Nuh, the people of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, wa Adin, the people of Ad, wa Thamud, and the communities and the people of Thamud, walladhina min ba'dihim, and those communities that had come after them, la ya'lamuhum illallah, none has knowledge about them but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentioned Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam in the Quran. We have some knowledge, but we do not have all the knowledge about all the communities. Allah Ta'ala highlighted for us the most salient and important aspects, and Allah gave us the knowledge of the important things that we need to know so that we will be guided by this Quran and by this Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously we don't have knowledge about each one of them. So Allah Ta'ala gives us one glimpse, and Allah says, جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, their Rasuls, their Anbiya, their Prophets had come to them with the clear signs. فَرَدُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, then they placed their hands in their mouths. Now, there are many interpretations to this, that what happened and how it happened. But the important aspect is the placing of the hands in their mouth was either the sign of their anger, the sign of their arrogance, or the sign of their heedlessness. They were not concerned about listening to the message of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. وَقَالُوا إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ, and they were very explicit in saying that certainly we disbelieved in the message that you had been sent with. Whatever you're speaking about, this message of Tawheed, the message of the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you're speaking about you being a prophet, a Nabi, you're speaking about Qiyamat, all of that, إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا, we disbelieve in all of that. Wa inna lafi shakkim mimma tad'unana ilayhi murib, and certainly we are in absolute doubt with regards to what you are inviting us towards. This oneness of Allah, this kalima of la ilaha illallah, all of that, we are in absolute doubt, we are in total doubt, and hence in this way they totally denied the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Now we must understand that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here is addressing the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Of course the first addressees were the people of Makkah Mukarrama who were around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this has been the system that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down Anbiya, and these Anbiya were denied by the people, and not only denied, but the response was always of arrogance, the response was of stubbornness. And in this way, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam did not ever stopped giving the message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They didn't give up, they continued, and that's the message that Allah Ta'ala is giving us, that we also continue inviting towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.